DM. Would you take roll, please?
Sure. Legislator Berkey.
She's on her way.
Oh, she's
say present.
Something like that.
Say here. Present. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Legislator Zolon.
Perfect.
Here.
Legislator Lapp. Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo. Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. All right, everyone was circulated the minutes of our August 1st, 2017 meeting. Electronically, are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? If there are, please put them forth.
Speak now.
Motion to accept the minutes.
Motion by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Berkey. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. I'll pass unanimously. Suzanne Holt, the director of the Office of Business Services, did request to be here, but that was when the meeting was last night. Okay, with the change, and I will take full responsibility for the change, she could not attend, so she will be at our next meeting. Okay, resolutions for our September 19, 2017 regular legislative session. Resolution number 346, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000. Entered into by BAE System Controls, Inc. for our UCAT department.
I'll move it. Anyone want a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Jump out, anybody.
I'm just trying to open my
okay. Did we get a second?
DeLon.
Legislator DeLon, thank you. Don, why don't you update us briefly?
This is warranties on our hybrid buses. It's $60,000 a year with three $30,000 contingencies if the battery packs were to go on the entirety of the bus.
Okay. The typically the buses are federally funded?
Yes,
or
these are all FDA-funded buses.
All FDA, the parts are also. Okay. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, the infamous Orion hybrid buses. So, I guess my question is, at this point, what is their useful lifespan?
It's either 7 or 10 years.
They're 35 footers?
Yeah, they're 12 years now.
12 years now?
Yeah.
And dare I ask, how often has this thing appeared in the shop?
It's tough to say. I mean, they're
I mean, I know from my previous recollections,
yeah,
it was often. So
well,
that's
40, probably 42. The other hybrid is the one that had a lot of problems.
Yeah,
this is 55 through 59.
Okay,
so it's not. These are about as much as normal. 42 is on its way out. Next year, a bus is going to be ordered to replace that one. So.
Okay. All
right. Very good. Any other questions, Legislator Berkey?
So, if you incorporate the payback, is there some? No?
Not even
close. Okay. So we're just early adopters.
It
provides a vital service.
Dennis, just wait. Just let go.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
Right.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 351, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County and Hudson Valley Engineering Associates, Department of Planning. Dennis, please, or Chris? Chris, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, for formality's sake, I'll move it. I'm sure Mr. Litz wants to second it.
I'll second it.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail Phase 4 from New Falls Road to South Street. We're moving towards finalization of right-of-way acquisition and hopeful that we're going to go to construction letting in late October or November. So we're lining up the construction inspection contract so that some of the things that have to be done as that's let can be done. It's $196,750 for the construction inspection, and you just approved the revenue contract from the DOT last month that provides 80% of that.
20% county share.
Yes, 20% county mm-hmm. share.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. White? Hector?
Just to commend you. Thank you for making this one of our easiest projects that we've probably ever had.
Thanks.
So, anyone else?
And thanks for the support.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Resolution
number 352, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000. Entered into by the County and Assets Works LLC Information Services.
I'll move it.
Second.
Moved and seconded. There is no one here from Information Services tonight. However, listen carefully, please. Whoops, let's back it up.
Are you going to play a voicemail?
Sure.
Okay.
Jim, it's Bob Sudlow. There's a on your agenda tonight for economic development is a information services resolution for Asset Works. I just want to give you a heads up that won't be anybody there. Asset Works is a product we've used at the garages to track repairs, time, parts used, etc. So it's a continuation of something. You have any questions, give me a call, 340-3800. Bye-bye.
Watson, I have a question.
Excuse me? 340-3800.
I think I'm offended he didn't call me.
Duly noted, Hector.
That's right. I think maybe the administration is just, you know, got a blackout. Tell Mrs. Sudlow, we're going to subpoena him.
Fairly innocuous. This is something, a product that the county has used.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, actually. And quite honestly, fleet management has
made leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I was going to say been a stellar department. Although I am a little annoyed that, you know, I also realize they may be in transition.
Let me forward it to you.
Could you forward it to me?
Yes, sir.
I think I moved it, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. Was the resolution seconded?
Yeah.
Yes. Legislator Litz, any other questions or comments regarding Asset Works LLC? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution 354, reappointing a member and appointing an alternate member to the Ulster County Planning Board from the town of Rosendale.
I'll move it.
Is there anyone here from the town of Rosendale?
Manna's here. Manna's like hiding. Manna's like hiding. I was going to make a whole Dennis Doyle thing, but now Manna's here.
You know Jerry Brown? I mean, you know these people. So.
No, but Dennis is an anti-character witness because he works at the
Dennis, Red. I'm sure you have received all the proper resolutions from the town.
He's a current member of the board.
Rosendale Town Board. They love him. We love him.
Are you related to him?
So I know what you're talking about.
Hey. Rosendale loves him, we love him.
Yeah.
It's the planning board.
He's a current
member. What are we looking at?
Right there, 354. I'll even pull it up for you.
Second one. It's just a planning board seat.
We're all voting this month. Manna has nodded in the affirmative, so.
I know that Jerry has...
Manna, are you agreeing with this, or are you... We should proceed.
Are we really doing this?
No, I just want to say for the record, yes. I note that Jerry has the Planning Federation credits.
Very good.
Very good. Very good.
All right. A little levity there. All those in favor of reappointing the gentleman in Rosendale?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 355, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of Transportation to accept the New York State share for mass transportation projects for the fiscal year 2017. Department of Public Transportation, UCAT.
So moved.
Second.
We need an explanation of anything?
Well, we do need an explanation. Just real quick.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I mean, just to Mr. Doyle, considering your multiple hats, and I forget which one you're wearing at this exact moment, but I guess part of this probably goes back to the MPO.
Yeah,
so why don't you...
These are STOA payments, or whether these are federal dollars. If they're STOA payments...
Do you need to be...
Yeah.
The witness will be provided. I got it. Well, I guess I'll just...
Can I just ask how this might relate to the merger, if at all?
Mm.
Oh, wait, is there any capital money that the city...
No, it's
we're getting money.
Well, no, I know
that. Yeah, these are revenue agreements.
It's all coming in.
Right now.
What's our share and what's...
Right now it's ours. Right?
That's a different matter altogether. Conversation that we don't want on the record.
Yeah, these are federal dollars. So it's 80% federal dollars, 10% state dollars, and 10% local match.
No, it's yours now.
No, it's okay. Thank you. So that's what they are, and those numbers in the spreadsheet are the PIN numbers. Mm-hmm. So they're on the Transportation Council's Transportation Improvement Program. Mm-hmm. So they have gone through this is a master agreement. They have gone through the TIP process. They have gone through the NYSDOT process, and they've been approved as part of a TRAMS application, which comes back from FTA.
Mm-hmm. All right, so but these are they buying cutaways, replacement cutaways?
No, some of them. Project administration.
Yeah, no, that you can see.
Maintenance, yeah. And then bus replacement for.
Well, that's anything that's less than 30 foot. I'm saying, I'm assuming it's gonna be a cutaway.
Some of them are cutaways. I'm not sure. They're normal bus replacements. Is how we do them, and the preventive maintenance and project administration is still the 80-10-10. The only thing that changes is operation funding is 50-50, and I didn't see that in there.
No,
I may have missed that.
I didn't see that in there. Mr. Chair, I believe it's been moved and seconded.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Any further questions, discussion?
Nope.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Let's see, resolution number 375, setting a public hearing on a proposed local law number 8 of 2017, a local law amending the Ulster County Charter, Local Law Number 2 of 2006, and amending the Administrative Code for the County of Ulster, Local Law Number 10 of 2008, to establish a Department of Economic Development to be held on Tuesday, October the 10th, 2017, at 6:15 p.m.
I'll move it, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Discussion? Well, Hector, this is the first time I've seen this and heard of it. I didn't receive a call, but my question, do we really want to look to create larger county government?
Well, it wouldn't be creating larger county government. It would be formalizing that particular department, as opposed to, which right now sort of actually functions technically as a deputy in Dennis's department.
Mm-hmm.
One of these things that's been discussed on and off actually for quite some time, even including when we're actually having discussions during the charter. During the old government efficiency reform, formerly chaired by then legislator Bischoff, we ended up with a bit of a problem because at the time the Charter Commission actually put the old UCDC into the charter, and we had to go and delete that out and tell Jerry, no, you can't have them there. They're a private nonprofit. And it had yet to be decided as to what direction we were going to go in terms of economic development. So it was best left vacant and just quiet on the issue of economic development in the charter. So this would just merely formalize what is already the existing relationship, which is we have an Office of Economic Development. It right now functions as a deputy technically in the Office of Planning, and this would just formalize that department. That's all it
but
does.
I think
would she become a department head?
Yeah.
So she'll get an increase in salary?
I haven't looked at what the differential is right now in terms of what she's getting paid versus what she would theoretically get paid. But we'll get that. That's not the hard to go.
Is there an issue with the way it operates now, other than just a change in name or creating a?
I think it gets to accountability in that the legislature would then be voting on the department head the same way that we do every other department head. So this is something that's been discussed for a number of years. And so Mr. Lauren and myself decided to at least just bring this forward to have that discussion.
One thing, I mean, the budget is going to be coming out, what, three and a half weeks? Have you talked to the exec? Has this been, in the budget process, have you spoken to him about this?
I have spoken to him about this. He doesn't support it, but he's spoken about it.
Is he including it in his budget?
No. You would merely then at that point at budget time just move them into their own lines, whatever they're currently getting now. That wouldn't go and change anything. And in fact, the language actually used is the same as every other department. Do we not include the actual
Yes, I was getting to that.
Okay.
There's a public...
What's that?
Hearing notice on a law that's been tabled. Where's the law?
Yeah,
Well, the law was submitted, so I don't know why it's not here.
Hold on.
I can't help it. I don't
know.
Hold on
one sec. Also, I'd just like to understand if the charter actually specifically outlines this department, because I don't recall it doing so. No.
Well, it just uses the same charter language that we do for virtually every department.
You'd have to amend the charter to do that.
Well, yes. Right. Yeah. I'm saying that's why.
Is that
hopefully
a substantive amendment? That's the question.
No, not according to counsel. And actually, that was something that the chairman had, I think, discussed with him, and that our counsel had also looked into. And it wouldn't trigger a referendum or anything like that. I mean, we consolidate departments and move departments almost not all the time, but because we haven't done it in a while. But we've done it in the past, and in this instance, it wouldn't trigger a referendum.
So what it technically does then is make the department head, although serving at the pleasure of the executive, has to be approved by the legislature?
What's that?
Is that the only difference? That the department head, while being serving at the pleasure of the executive...
We'd be appointed.
Appointed with the confirmation of the legislature.
Yeah.
I think that's the only difference.
Yeah.
But besides, it's creating a new department.
True.
So it's not just moving or consolidating, it's creating a new one.
But it's still subject to our budget approval in terms of...
But you're just moving the line items over to a new department.
Not all departments have higher salaries.
But you were asking whether it's a substantive...
Yeah, that's the substances that we approve.
To create a new department under the charter, I think, is.
Yeah, that's substantive. But so I would be interested in knowing what the council says.
Okay. I mean, would you like to postpone this until we can get some more information?
I'd be interested in waiting on what the budget looks like, if there's any change to the budget.
Okay, that's a fair
statement.
And
what the council says about amending the charter.
Well,
and
the
also
budget.
The previous laws.
Well, the budget comes out in
3.5 weeks.
Does it change our role
right,
in directing that department in any way?
No,
I don't think so.
No, the most substantive, and that's probably why council didn't view it as substantive or triggering a referendum, is because you're literally just taking what's already in existence and just moving it into its own line items.
And the only point is to call out the function.
I don't think it's as simple
not
as that.
Part of the executive or planning department.
What's that? Say the last part, John.
So the means of calling out the function as not under the executive specifically or the planning department. No? A lot of planning departments have economic development.
And ours does.
Yeah, ours does, and many don't. You know, I mean, Dutchess does it as a separate department.
Most of we have in Hudson Valley, most of our neighbors do.
Do it as what? As separate or
together? Pretty much. Yeah. Dutchess, Orange,
thank
Green.
You, Mary.
You're welcome.
No, Green. No, Green does it together. Green does it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But not always.
I mean, it's logical.
All right. If you want to postpone it, or if you want to move to postpone it, that's fine. I have no problems with that.
All right.
Well, I take that back.
I just think there are,
depending upon, I mean, here's the thing. I'll wait the month. All right, and I'll move to postpone it the 1 month. All right, Jim.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second to postpone?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor of postponing this for 1 month? Signify by saying aye. Opposed? So carried unanimously. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, actually, I have a whole business.
Please.
Well, as a legislator for Kingston.
Yes.
I think it's important maybe that we schedule a separate meeting with planning and transportation to review what they're learning from the surveys and about the merger, because this is political season and I've heard uninformed statements coming from certain candidates, and I don't want this to become a wedge issue and have our poorest residents suffer at the hands of politics if the merger ends up not being successful as a result of... So I know that it's happening afterwards, but I want to make sure the public is well informed. I would like to be able to provide that information by learning a lot about it firsthand, mm-hmm. and I hope that some of you would be willing to join. And if we have to do that during a special session and advertise, because more than a quorum of us wants to do that, I would really like to not only meet with the planning department when they're ready to share it with us, maybe before they're going out to the public so we can give feedback, or I would also like to invite counterparts from Kingston so that they can also inform their constituents. I think it would be a way of diffusing some of the things that happened in Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Dennis?
We've had some significant discussions on outreach relative to this. We have a committee an advisory committee that's working on this. We're in the middle of route optimization right now in terms of how the routes would work within the city of Kingston. I would say that our first concern with respect to that route optimization is dealing with those individuals who we term captured riders. So we have mapped all of the low and moderate income housing. We've looked at census tract by income levels and are looking at route optimization with respect to that. We've also had individuals, the city doesn't have a good way to capture ridership, whereas UCAT has the ability to capture ridership electronically. So we've had individuals ride the buses and count riders, so we knew the boardings and the lightings from the individual routes. We're looking at service intervals right now. The city's ridership is, I think, best described as not robust, and that's being tactful. We've seen routes with as few as 20 riders in a day. And looking at outreach, one of the concerns that we have is why there is a huge willingness to essentially engage the elected officials. The concern is that the engagement of elected officials rapidly becomes the engagement of everyone else, and you sort of lose the ability to attract people into meetings and explain things in a level of detail. So where we are right now in terms of discussion purposes is we've briefed some of the leadership in terms of where we are. We have spoken to the individuals that are directly affected, including the drivers of both systems, in terms of their thoughts, what needs to be done. We've inventoried all the assets, and we would anticipate that we would do open houses, and we would have an open house for elected officials prior to the open house for the public, so they would understand where we're going and what we're doing. The real people here are looking at this in terms of making sure that the routes work for them. And we really want to make sure that we can make sure that what we end up doing is get their feedback without essentially... I'll give you an example. We're currently out surveying all of the low and moderate income housing through the housing for the City of Kingston Housing Authority to get their feedback.
Thank you for doing that.
On that basis, and we've extended some deadlines in order to make that happen. But we really want to make sure that we go out and get ahead of a curve in terms of trying to make sure that people understand what we're doing and not basically look at rumors.
Not to interrupt, Dennis, when do you think all of the research and collecting data will be?
We'd have hoped to be done the first week in September, given where we are in terms of the routing structure. I think it's going to be a little longer than that.
But we certainly
want to try to make it prior to a budget adoptions, so that we have some opportunity to look at how any of the changes that would be made would affect or impact budgets, particularly at the city level versus the county level. And looking at time frames in terms of
when we would anticipate, if there is a decision to move forward, when we would sort of go through with implementation. There's a lot of approvals here. FTA needs some approvals. We have some asset transfers to do, assuming that we agree to move forward. So we're looking at time frames, and we're thinking that, you know, sometime mid-summer to late summer may be an appropriate time frame to move these things and begin to do that. And there's another reason to do that, and that is because of how dependent the city residents are and other residents are on the bus system during those periods of time. Because they don't have to go to school, they're not, you know, those kind of things. So there's other reasons. So there's a well sort of a lot of discussion going back and forth about how to do that. We've sort of refrained from doing we've talked to the Common Council about what we're doing. We're certainly willing to talk to the legislature about what we're doing. I think the specifics of what we are going to do, I think, need to be sort of guarded a little bit, so that we can, when we roll this out, everybody's on the same page or knows the information at pretty much the same time. And we'd be careful.
To satisfy Legislator Berkey, how would you like to, you know, disseminate as much information as you could?
I appreciate
I don't mean that to sound that way, but I mean,
the roots are covered. Getting caught up and the wrong people getting hurt. They are very
absolutely,
professional,
and I think that you're going to see a very, very much improved root system, yes, and everyone will be able to get wherever they want to get.
But it's right now already a political football, and I worry about scare tactics and that it could be a victim of that. And I don't, so I know we're making the decision later, but if we end up with a Common Council, for example, that's not willing even to work with the county legislature on the merger, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, we went down and briefed the Common Council.
We might not end up with that.
Well, that's true. You may have a different council, but I can't control that. I think
Be able to disseminate as much positive or at least accurate information as possible.
But these are goals. These are objectives. These are things that we're trying to do, rather than saying this is what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we want to sort of hold this is what we're going to do a little bit closer to the vest, so that what we end up happening is everybody gets that information and we don't end up with...
Okay. Whatever you can provide us that would allow us to, at least in the case of Kingston, to assure people that the process is one that takes into account so many things,
mm-hmm,
that concern them, I think that would relieve a lot of people's anxieties.
And mm-hmm. The mayor's attended those meetings with us, by the way. So the mayor's been on board with us in terms of having those discussions.
I haven't been able to go to them.
So probably in the next couple of weeks, do you want to see if we can just get a briefing session together?
Some kind of briefing. It doesn't have to be a big public outreach. I wasn't talking about that.
No, something.
This is how we're going about things.
Yeah, right, okay.
That
work?
Briefing.
Yeah.
Hector, you cool?
Short,
I know you have a question. I know you're dying to. Just remember, Legislator Fabiano is standing in the outer vestibule, and he does like to start at 6:30. He gets very angry.
Okay.
Well, I will take as long as I need to, firstly. And number two, I would have been a hell of a lot quicker if I just could have just gotten this out. So, Dennis,
we'll,
you know, I'm glad to see that in the 14 years, you just can't be brief. So, number two, Mr. Planning Director, who exactly have you briefed?
We briefed the Common Council, the folks involved at the leadership level, the county attorney, the county executive's office, the mayor's office, all of those folks.
Leadership of who? Of where?
We briefed the county executive and the mayor's office.
Okay.
We went through the process with the drivers in terms of how we're going about that, so that they could participate and give us feedback in terms of their routing structure and the areas that they thought that they were most important to be served, and to make sure that we weren't playing favorites and that we understood and didn't create issues with respect to the UCAT drivers. We also spoke to the UCAT drivers about how the process is moving forward.
So you still haven't briefed anybody at the county legislature?
Well, there are documents online that deal with the project now that shows the technical memos out there in terms of where we are at.
Okay, so you have things online with access by whom?
Everyone. They're online documents.
Okay,
that's
so I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So who has access to it?
Those are basically a look at the assets and a look at some of the issues that are out there that we are going to address.
Can we please make sure that we get access to all these documents that are being allegedly made available to us?
I presume they're online. I don't know that, but I presume they're online.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd like to still like to schedule a briefing only because of the time that it takes us to get onto the same page. That's all. I think it makes more sense than having us all individually review all those documents, although I want to review them. I think a summary of what they contain and what the talking points are, essentially, in terms of what you're doing. It's not about your findings. It's more about all your conclusions. It's more about how you're going about it so we can reassure people and understand it. We have to lead that process, not the county executive. We're the ones who have to vote on it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear about that.
I want to get it.
We have to vote on it and the Common Council for the merger to occur.
That is correct.
So it's our role to take that, leadership, not necessarily the chief elected officials.
That is correct. Am I correct in that assumption, Dennis?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Anything else?
I just want to mention we did provide the minority leader and the majority leader and the committee chair an update on broadband. And we've also provided that to the clerk of the legislature. So there is a broadband update.
Thank you, Dennis.
Motion to adjourn.
Again. Second by Legislator Litz. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Hector, you made national news.
No.
Oh, really?
I doubt
this is already established requirement. And Legislator Hector Rodriguez says...